Mix 101.7 KAYL Saturday morning huddle, and now a chat with Ridgeview coach Jeff DeHaan. And Jeff, we'll put last night's game with South O'Brien on the back burner momentarily. First of all, how about your high school alma mater, the Storm Lake Tornadoes, and winning the district title last night in the fashion they did, coming from behind? Wow.
Love it is what I do. I absolutely love it. It's been a long time coming. You know, I'm happy for the weeks, Rudy and Fred. I'm happy for the football team, happy for their coaches, and I'm happy for the town. It's great to see the town rally behind the team. It's something that's been needed for a long time.
Yes, many of us echo your words. And now as far as what went down in Holstein last night, playoff spot was on the line, and South O'Brien had it going on. You talked with me in the pregame about controlling the line of scrimmage was critical, and they were obviously able to do that and factor in the field position that they had, especially early on, and turning the ball over. You guys did played a part in that, losing the turnover battle 4-0. All those factors together, it's going to be a long night, and it was, unfortunately.
Yeah, you don't win many football games going 4-0 on turnover margin. You know, like I said, we didn't win first down. You know, we didn't get them off the field. I think the first time we got a three and out, I looked up at the clock and it was 6 minutes ago in the second half or second quarter. You know, you're not going to win many football games doing that. And give credit to South O'Brien. They came ready to play and we didn't. It was just one of those nights for us. And that Nelson kid is the real deal.
He certainly is. And you mentioned first down and even a few times on third down. They're primarily a running team. Had them in the down and long yardage situation on third down, and even then they were able to convert running the football.
Yeah, I know. Yep, it wasn't good. We they took it to us up front, and that's what happens in any type of football, high school, college, NFL. If you control the line of scrimmage, you're gonna have a really good night.
Well, your only score coming in the second half on the touchdown throw from Tyler Wingert, as he connected on the only score for the Raptors and 31 yards through the air to Jake Mitchell. And how about the two-point conversion play after that? Tyler going airborne, getting knocked head over heels. And that, as far as effort goes, should go on the teaching reel, especially as far down as you were, to put in that kind of effort. Quite impressive.
Oh yeah, and I expect nothing less from Tyler. You know, it was their last game on that field. You know, and it's something that he's going to take away and remember for the rest of his life.
Any final words on the year? You had a lot to replace coming into the season, but the guys hung tough. You finished with a winning record overall. Were in contention up until the last week. Any final words to wrap the season and the seniors who go out?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we didn't hit our goal, and that was to make it playoffs. But you know, I just hope that they take away some learning points from the season and through football. You know, sometimes it's not always about the wins and losses, but what you learn about working together as a team and growing that bond throughout the season through the 4 years of playing football. You know, I hope that's what they take away from the season.
Again, South O'Brien, 42-8 winners over Ridgeview. Raptors coach Jeff DeHaan, thanks very much for taking the early morning phone calls on Saturdays here through the football season. Appreciate it very much. I know some of these games have been funner to talk about than others, but thanks very much for your time all season long, and we'll see you around.
Yeah, and hey, I appreciate all you guys have done for us throughout the years, and appreciate the coverage always.
Thank you for the words. Jeff DeHaan, Ridgeview Raptors coach, on the Saturday morning huddle on Mix 101.7.